Do you avoid doing Facebook Lives to promote your business? I know sometimes it can be a little bit nerve-wracking just to go live. But in order to actually grow our business, we have to show up, which means we have to show our face, right? I mean, imagine we could share and promote our business without showing pictures of ourselves at all. Nah, that's not going to happen. So, are you ready to do Facebook Lives, or do you cringe at the thought? Welcome to Queens Rise to CEO, the podcast for women coaches and crafters on the journey to success. I'm your host, Talena Bacon, your go-to business strategy coach, supporting you on this adventure towards attracting clients and skyrocketing your sales. Picture this podcast has your cozy corner where I spill the tea on all things online business, from kickstarting your coaching or crafting journey to mastering organic marketing, client attraction, social media strategies, and so much more. Plus, I'll be talking about some of my coaching programs designed to help you create a strategy as unique as your business. With over 3 decades of experience, you can bet I've got some juicy stories to tell and insider secrets to share. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button or give me a follow, because when it comes to chatting about business, they say I've got the gift of gab, especially after a cup of coffee. So grab your favorite beverage, a pen, and some paper, and get ready to unleash your inner CEO. Let's do this. Welcome back. So in this episode, we're going to talk about Facebook Lives and whether it's a good fit for you and your business. I know some of us are introverts and we don't want to do Facebook Lives. And trust me, I felt that way too. Whenever I wanted to do a Facebook Live, I would cringe at the thought. I would get a tightness in my gut, and then I'll get the sweats, and then my throat would go dry. Then I would say, no, I'm not going to do it. I'll do it another day. And then the next day would come and I would try it again. And I'm like, no, not going to do it. Do it another day. And it kept on and on and on until I said, you know what? I have to do this, because if I don't do this, no one's going to know that my business exists. Of course, yes, you can share plenty of content and post it in different platforms. That's wonderful. You can post a picture of yourself. That's great. A picture of your product. That's wonderful too. But the thing is, you want to build that like, know, and trust factor. And that is not built on just the content. It's built on you, your personality. I feel that, and of course, everybody has their different opinions, but if you don't know who I am and you just see a product and I'm asking you for money, you're not going to give me money. You don't know who I am. You know nothing about me. But when you see that I've done a live or you see me on some type of video, you get to know the person behind the product or the services. I can recall, this is so funny, I can recall that before I started doing Facebook Lives, I would record myself 15 times. And one of the videos I did had my cat in the background meowing. I'm like, okay, this is not working. And then I would stutter. I was terrified, like, what if I go live and they don't like me? Or they don't like my product? Or what if I say something silly? All these things was in the back of my mind that I got so nervous that I just wouldn't do it. But the thing is, if you're posting and sharing your content and showing off your products, they want to get to know you. They want to get to know the person making the product or the person actually talking about their services. And the only way they're going to get to know that is through some type of video or Facebook Live. But before we go into the 4 live streaming tips that's going to help you, let me take a quick break and I'll be right back. Are you feeling drained from testing various marketing strategies with little to show for it? I've been there. At the start of my online journey, I pinned my hopes on sharing posts across Facebook groups to flood my inbox with orders and fill my client calendar. But reality hit hard when those tactics failed to deliver. Rather than giving up, I revisited my approach, honed my strategy, and experienced a complete turnaround in my business. Now I'm so excited to share the insights I've gained in No Money, No Problem. It's one of my favorite PDFs, packed with 10 marketing tips tailored for coaches and creatives to amplify sales, all while being mindful of your budget. Don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers. Snag your free copy on my website at talenabacon.com. That's spelled TalenaBacon.com, and kickstart your journey to marketing success. Now let's get back to the show. Welcome back. Book lives may not be for everybody. I totally get it. But the thing is, it does help your business. I get a lot of clients who work with me because I've done a Facebook Live or they've joined one of my groups and I did a live video in it. People like to see who they're about to work with or if they're buying a product from you. Trust me, yes, you can put your product out there and they'll say, yes, it's beautiful. And yeah, you can get a sale from it for those who are crafters. But for us as coaches, I go with someone I've seen before, someone I've seen their video, and I feel that trust. And if I feel that trust, then I'll watch a few more videos before I decide I want to work with them. When I had my coach years ago, I watched her videos. I joined a few of her free trainings and I got to see who she was and her personality. So trust me, it does help with your coaching business tremendously. And it will help even if you're a product-based crafter who is selling your craft. So let me share with you 4 live streaming tips for those who are camera shy, okay? Number 1, do a video on your phone and then upload it. This way, if you make any mistakes, you can delete it before you upload it. No one will never see it. You can do a video on you creating your product. You can do a video of you talking about your product, then upload it onto Facebook or any of those other platforms. This way, you don't have to actually worry about that tightness in your chest or that cringing feeling. Number 2, practice your lives in a mirror. I know, it sounds silly. But when you're seeing yourself in the mirror, remember to smile and actually watching yourself. You can see your hand gestures. You can see some of the things that you do when you're doing a live and you're looking at yourself. Like when I do a live, I know my gestures. I know I do a lot of things with my hands when I do lives, but that's just me. That's my personality. And I used to be afraid of that. And whenever I did a live, I asked for forgiveness for being myself. So I stopped doing that. Number 3, don't pay attention to how many are viewing you or not viewing your live stream. I was one who would say, oh, there's only one person watching me, or there's nobody watching me. I'm not going to do this live video. But the thing is, they're going to catch it later on, especially if you're in a group and you're doing a live video. There may not be some people on it right now, or they might not be viewing it, but they're going to view it later. Last but not least, number 4, relax and be yourself. Remember how I mentioned when I did a live, I always used my hands and then I would say, oh, I'm sorry for using my hands. And I would try to explain why. No, I stopped doing that a long time ago. And I'm like, why am I explaining of who I am? So relax, be yourself, because people buy from people they trust. They buy from you because they see something that they like. They see the products that you create. It's your personality. So be yourself. No matter whether you're in the coaching business or a crafting business, it builds that like, know, and trust. And when you have that, that's where you get the sales. Hey there, lovely queens. Thanks for tuning into my podcast. Before you go, be sure to hit that subscribe button on your podcast app. I'm dishing out loads of valuable coaching and crafting tips, and I wouldn't want you to miss a thing. Your thoughts mean the world to me, and having you as a part of my podcast family is truly special. Before you go, here's a little nugget of wisdom I want to share. Love what you do, and the money will flow. So go out there, pour your passion into your craft, and watch the abundance flow. Until next time, take care, and we'll chat again soon.